Usually on Tuesdays on The Record, librarian Nancy Pearl visits with us to provide a few book recommendations. But Nancy has been out of town, no doubt, reading. She hasn't been around to share her book tips. But do not fret. We cannot let a week go by without an allure of a good book for your reading pleasure. So we turn to writer Charles Mudede for some ideas about what to read as summer winds to a close.
This summer, I read a really good book, summer is my reading time. That's when I do most of my, because the sun is out longer. I'm one person who wakes up really early, and so I like to read when the sun is growing, the light is growing in the window, and I get more done. And the book that really moved me is called this summer. It's called The Amoeba in the Room: The Lives of Microbes by Nicholas P. Money.
And money like currency.
Yes, M-O-N-E-Y. He's a biologist. And what he's trying to, he's making, in this book, he's making a kind of argument that we talk about life too much at the macro scale, right? We're worried about whales and polar bears and all these things. And yet he thinks that these are just side subjects, that life is really unseen for the most part, and most of the stuff that we depend on, most of the life that we are tied to and that's important to us, central to us, is invisible to us.
Cool.
And so he's trying to to bring awareness to this other side.
Say that I am not necessarily somebody who would head to the biology section in my bookstore, my local bookstore online. Why should I read this book?
Oh, because first of all, it's beautifully written. It's clear. It's not for the specialist, right? It really is. But it doesn't let go of all the important pieces of knowledge or information concerning the subject. You still learn a lot. So you walk away with two things. First, he's an elegant prose stylist, and then you gather all this information about a side that of life, or at least a science that is pretty difficult, because it's so many. Life is complicated to begin with. So in order to express this complexity and make it accessible to persons who have no background in biology, to me is wonderful.
Do you have a background in biology?
No. Well, I studied plants in high school, but that's about it.
Okay. So about as much as all the rest of us.
That's right,
have,
yes.
Who are listening. I'm sure there are biologists who are listening. This book is called The Amoeba in the Room.
Yes.
Nicholas P. Money.
Right.
M-O-N-E-Y.
Yes.
I'm speaking with Charles Mudede, who is a journalist and a writer, and we've asked him to bring in a few books that he would recommend. That was at the top of the pile. What else is in this pile that you brought?
Well, a part of me loves also philosophy, and so I follow the books that come out of Verso. Well, it's more on the radical left of the political spectrum, but they also introduce to English readers sort of obscure at times French writers or thinkers, and also in Germany, and also those who are writing in English. But in this case, the book is Willing Slaves of Capital by Frederick Lourdon, L-O-R-D-O-N. And this book is interesting because he's asking a question. I mean, why do we work? Why do we go to work? And how is it that we, considering that we are pretty, we don't like to be forced to do things, we're pretty, resistant to coercion, mm-hmm. How is it that we wake up every morning and subject ourselves to bosses, right, and the regimen of this kind of,
Well, I'm just laughing because I'm asking myself, I like to eat. Maybe that's the reason.
That's the reason, exactly. Actually, he says the word is conatus. He thinks that our work, the way we work, is tied to this notion of conatus. And I'll explain it really quickly. Spinoza, a favorite philosopher of mine from the 16th century, he had an idea that we have a sense of self-preservation. He calls this conatus, right? That we have to eat because, otherwise we can't work because
right.
We need the energy. And in a sense, our jobs in the system, which is capitalist, sort of is founded on this notion that we go to work so that we can put food in our refrigerator. But he thinks this is not enough. Something else is going on here. And that's, and so he thinks, how is it we switch from coercion to consent? Well, you know, we don't mind it. And this is an important thing for people on the left, because we think about work as something we can use to get the population worked up, or to get the masses aggravated and to rebel against the system. But we don't do this. Most oftentimes we accept this fact, and that's what he's exploring.
So what's that little thing in our brains that means that the workers don't rise up, really?
Yeah, well,
he's attempting to answer that.
He's attempting to answer that, yes.
This book is called Willing Slaves of Capital by Frédéric Lordon,
yes.
Lordon.
A French writer.
A French
economist, course, and philosopher.
So that's the second of three,
yes,
books that Charles Mudede has brought in. And everybody, you're listening in August, so you're thinking, wow, I'm going to throw away that romance novel right now,
right,
and going to hone my brain, like rein my brain in, ready for the fall. Okay, last book.
My last book is, okay, first thing is that the other two books I've just described are new. They're new books. The one I'm going to talk about now is an old book. It's Chesterton. He is a detective writer.
Yes.
C.K. Chesterton. Chesterton. C.K. Chesterton. And what he was pretty, you know, he's considered the next big writer in the tradition of detective fiction. Chesterton's famous for Father Brown. And in this collection, he introduces his other detectives that are less well known.
So now, these are short stories.
These are short stories, short crime fiction.
When was he writing?
Oh, he was writing in the early 20th century. I mean, he died in 1930s, 1936, if I may be wrong, 37. But so he was writing right at that time.
So he was sort of the gap between Conan Doyle and the Dorothy Sayers Sayles.
That's right.
Agatha Christie. And
that's right.
The folks who came later.
So he's experiencing. He's writing about, first of all, detection, police work in a city without cars. And that's what I'm fascinated by.
The book that Charles just recommended is a collection of short stories by C.K. Chesterton, 13 Detectives. He also recommended Willing Slaves of Capital. That's a little bit of philosophy for those of you who are interested in that, by Frédéric Lordon in English. And some biology writing, The Amoeba in the Room, by Nicholas P. Money. Charles Mudede, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you. And everybody should try to read Darwin, the greatest of all biology writers.
The meta recommendation.
Yes.
Writer Charles Mudede, you can find the list of his recommendations at our website. That's KUOW.org.